Of Oozefest, the Meeple Great Dyke exhibition is running until next Saturday at St Mary's Church. The Great Dyke played an interesting role in the Ooze Wash's history and is a hidden gem close to the Meeple Viaduct. Our reporter Sue Marchant went to find out more.
I'm Eddie Edwards, and I've been interested in the Ooze Washes and everything about them since about 2010.
Well, I truly feel like I'm on safari now, Eddie, because we are in between the rivers, aren't we?
On our left is the 100-foot river, otherwise known as the New Bedford River.
And then on our right, beyond the viaduct,
is the Old Bedford River, which was originally just the Bedford River. We think the dike was probably built certainly before 1796, because at that time there's a document showing that people were asking for it to be scoured out, to be made more navigable. We haven't discovered yet when it was dug. The lock came later on. 1805, there was a petition to have a lock built, and by 1813, they were talking about the lock being repaired.
And who was using it then?
It was the galters, as they called them. They were the men who rowed the lighters that carried the galt clay from the pits, Branghill pits, across the washes to the middle level, and they used the galt then to maintain the banks. And it's very important they did, because those banks were keeping back the flooded water from flooding the whole of the middle level, going out as far as Chatteris in March.
So here we are, sat on the lock, and I can see a bit of water in the bottom. That's the only kind of evidence that there ever was something going here, and it's probably about 10 or 11 foot wide, overgrown with wild roses. We're sat by a very interesting a gudgeon pin. It looks like a letter A. How would it work?
The gudgeon pin here went round the top post of the lock, of one leaf of the pair of lock gates, and it was simply a circular part of the top. It was erected by putting this piece of metal, simply ramming it through. It's a wedge-shaped piece of metal, and it was rammed through from a wider end to a narrower end, and that pulls the whole of the ring in nice and tightly. No nuts, no bolts, just a simple hammer. And the whole thing is anchored into the limestone with these anchor points.
How deep would you say this is?
About 11 feet.
What got you interested in all of this in the first place? Because here we are, we sat on top of a ruin in the middle of a cow field, but you're excited about it.
It's the fact that I can come out a short distance from home and walk across and lose myself in on my own little safari. It's lovely.
So, Eddie, we've walked round the other side now. How long was it in total, then, to this one that we've still got intact?
We've measured it at 123 feet.
So away from the Great Dyke, we come towards the church, because there's an exhibition going on here at the moment. Mike Delanoy, I understand that you got so obsessed with this, you did lots of research.
That's very true, back in 2002. And the more I delved into it, the more fascinating it became.
So we're looking at a glass cabinet here with bits of rock to me.
Well, this is stone broken off the lock. Yeah. So I wanted to find out from where the stone came. And I was told via a third party by two very knowledgeable stonemasons that it came from Clipsham Quarry from north of Stamford. So I went to the quarry. I asked them, could they spare me a small piece of that rock? Here you see the stone from the lock and the matching identical stone from the quarry from whence it came. As the larger stones on the lock weigh somewhere in the region of 3 tons, how did they get it into the middle of the washers here from so far away? Also, the parts of the hinge mechanism of the lock gates are embedded in the stone in lead. And whilst I was digging, I found part of a small crucible, which could not really have been used for anything apart from melting that lead.
Wow. Ooze Washes, or really the 100-foot, it means the same thing. Now, you have a website, Eddie, and you're always looking for information. So what's your plea to people?
I would like anyone who has any knowledge or photographs who worked in or lived around the Ooze Washes to contact me through the website www.oozewashes.info and to let me know any memories or memorabilia they have about how it was used and worked.
And Mike, having dug and researched all of this and found where all the stone came from, what's your dream for the lock?
My dream is that more of the public will be able to see it. It looks very promising with permission from the RSPB to clear it. We're getting volunteers to help clear it. And then an interpretation board would round it off to bring it back to life.
Fascinating stuff, and you can get more at oozewashes.info.
Good.